This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'd often wonder down on Grand Isle, do they have Easter egg hunts and bury the eggs in the sand? Let's check with Daryl Carpenter. Daryl, do they have Easter egg hunts and bury them in the sand for the kids?
Yeah, they don't exactly bury them in the sand, but yeah, the town puts on especially for the kids, they put on an organized Easter egg hunt every year, and it's a pretty good little time for the kids.
That's great. All right, is it Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico to Daryl Carpenter?
I just hope I can slow down enough that I worry about it.
Yeah.
For the last, 60 years of my life, I've been calling it Gulf of Mexico, and it's hard to change, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, what's going on down there for the Easter weekend besides a little bit of wind blowing? Has the fishing been good there like a lot of other areas when the winds are down?
Yeah, Don, there's actually a whole lot going on. There's a whole lot of traffic on the island this weekend. It's typically the start of our summer. And, whenever the wind slows down, the spring and the summer is starting to progress to where the catches are getting a little bit better. And, it's getting a little bit more predictable. We're still battling a lot of dirty, dirty water. And it's time to just start learning how to fish dirty water. I mean, you just got to slow it down and pound your areas a little bit harder because it looks like that's going to be the case for a little while. But I will tell you, though, Don, one of the things that's amazing, and it kind of befuddles me and it kind of makes me miss the offshore stuff, is with all these little fronts and stuff we've been having coming through and a lot of north wind, there's been a lot of people that have been fishing the beach side. We've been having to resort to the beach and the jetties and stuff like that. And, Don, for years when I was in the offshore business, we talked a lot about the spring cobia run and how that typically happens further out into the Gulf, into the canyon and stuff. But, my God, the number of cobia that we have running these beaches, and when I say the beach, the close-in rigs, the number of cobia that are being caught right now would just amaze you. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they had one that was caught off the Navarre Beach fishing pier this week, and they show up pretty regular over there. And I got over there and did some pompano fishing, which is always, the pompano's always kind of been a mystery fish. And I'm going to talk more about that trip a little bit later on. But pompano, are there any opportunities for pompano around Grand Isle?
Yeah, Don, as I recall, back when there was a good commercial fishery on it, that was more of a fall, wintertime fish. But this time of the year, especially when people are concentrating on using shrimp, because the croakers just aren't big enough yet, we get usually, I would say, 2 to 3 as a bycatch, just fishing the beach areas for trout. So we have a significant number of pompano running our beach. It's just not a targeted fish. It's probably not that they're not thick enough to be a target fish. But it's not uncommon to catch 2 or 3 on any of your trout trips, especially if you're using shrimp for bait.
You got a good pompano recipe?
I like it pressed, and I like it either baked or on the pit is the best way. You know, they're a little bit of an oily fish. They're kind of in that jack family, I believe, and that's the way I like them.
Yeah, well, Antoine's, a famous New Orleans restaurant, has that famous pompano and papio, where they put it in like a paper, you know, and bake it. I forget what kind of paper they call that. It's a special paper that you can use to cook with. And that's been a world-famous recipe for a long time. But, you know, very few people say, oh, we're going pompano fishing. And I had the opportunity to go with a friend of mine. I call him the Weave, and he's really good at it. And you catch him right off the bridge over there. It's pretty interesting.
Well, if I recall the information correctly, when the Louisiana coast had a decent commercial pompano fishery, it was mostly with hair jigs and mostly in the fall at the close end rig. And whenever you would, it would be one of those, you'd have to hit several, like cobia fishing, you'd have to hit several rigs, but when you found them schooled up, and it was just like sheephead fishing. You just sat there and wore them out.
Well, interesting you mention that, because we were fishing off that bridge, and the water's so clear over there, you actually watch for them. And they come in schools, and so do the sheephead. And if you once you get the hang of it, you can distinguish the sheephead from the pompano, because they appear different in the water, but they travel both the same way. And, yeah, when a school comes in on that pier, man, it's organized chaos. It's a great fish, though, great fish. Parchment paper, that's the name of that stuff, parchment.
Yeah, you know, that's the definition of fishing, though. It's hours of boredom for moments of chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Darryl, somebody wants to have some chaos with you, tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, where they have all the information about your show and all of our guys. RealScreamers.com is our website, or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, Darryl, y'all have a happy Easter down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too, Don. Safe travels, man.
All righty. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.